and welcome to this edition of Monday Morning Sparks. I am Antoinette Webster, your host, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to be with you today. October is the month of enthusiasm. And to start this Monday Morning Sparks off, I thought it'd be great to revisit one of my first newsletters, my first entries into what has become a lifelong quest to discover and explore and share all the different gifts and qualities and insights and aspects of enthusiasm and how it can affect us in our lives, in our work, in our relationships to really live the life that is good and with joy and ease. So this newsletter is the Assistant Networks newsletter, and the article is in the section called Keys to Success. There are a few workshops that I do where I discuss the idea of success and expound on various components of their meaning, such as self-honesty, understanding, confidence, communication, enthusiasm, serenity, sincerity. We often go about our normal routines thinking others see and understand things as we do. Thank goodness someone or something causes us to stop and think about whether we truly understand. Based on the above spelling of success, a recent workshop participant asked, "How does one draw enthusiasm and keep it?" After mulling it over, I came up with several factors which play a part in being enthusiastic. Love yourself. Believe in yourself and in what you are doing. Use positive self-talk combined with affirmations such as, "This is going to be a fantastic day," and "I am my true authentic self." Acknowledge and allow yourself the enjoyment of your smaller successes. They lead the way to larger ones. In other words, be your own cheerleader. Look at what you can control, yourself and your attitude. Set attainable goals with specific plans for achieving them. Manage your time and yourself. Do not be overly concerned by what others say and think. Live life one day at a time, better yet, one moment at a time. And paraphrased below is one of my favorite phrases from Mission Success by Og Mandino. "I work convinced that nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. To do anything today that is truly worth doing, I do not stand back shivering and thinking of the cold and danger, but jump in with gusto and scramble through as well as I can." So there it is, the first edition of the Enthusiasm article, spring 1990, my launch into a fascinating experience that has served me and others well. To find out more about how you can continue to ignite the spark of enthusiasm for yourself and others, visit the Assistant Networks website, www.asystemthatworks.com, and the Enthusiasm for You blog. Thank you. Until next time, continue igniting the spark with enthusiasm and joy. And this is Antoinette Webster.